It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Utah wildlife officers share video of a flying deer.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Jacob's Custom Living. Also, Max, from former Friday crew member Max, said, you know, you just Apple tag it, then you can track it.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Ooh.
That is not a bad idea at all.
Can we get like an Apple tag that quickly?
Also, a couple questions from listeners.
Probably get one by this afternoon.
Yeah.
On Amazon. Or, I mean, you could go to a store, Steve.
Oh, I don't.
I know that involves leaving your house.
And talking to people. I don't know how I feel about that.
Your two favorite things in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to a location that doesn't require any work, and then talking to humans.
Yeah. Strangers. Strangers.
Wasn't going to say, no, you know what? I'm going to say it.
Also, real quick, Kevin.
Yeah, go ahead.
We could have a, there's multiple people asking, can we get more than one can of Spam? Because I want to take it with me, too.
Ooh,
Boy, this is a tricky thing.
I only bought one.
Is somebody leaving right away?
They're just kind of, I think speaking in general, I think they're worried that, not necessarily worried, they're not worried. Why did I say they were worried? Stop
okay.
Assuming. We all know what happens.
What about this?
They're just thinking, well, Holly's going to give it to a bunch of people. It won't come back for a long time. I want to play.
Mm. Yeah. What about
Spam 1 and Spam 2?
Going
back to the entire baby concept.
Oh, boy.
Imagine if the world had to share a baby.
Okay.
That would be rough,
I understand
right?
what you're saying, yeah.
So instead, why doesn't everybody just make their own like they do with babies?
Uh-huh.
The concept is Spam around the world. Does it have to be the same can of Spam?
No, because, I mean, but you can track multiple cans.
Yeah, like
cans.
What about if, whoever this is who texts in and says, I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you get a can of Spam. Or we give you a can of Spam.
Be like Oprah, you get a can of Spam. You get a can of Spam.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And then they just take it because all we really want are pictures of Spam around the world.
So you're saying just bring your own. It doesn't
well, you
have
could,
to be
yeah.
one.
I mean, if you want Steve to keep buying all of them, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
But isn't it more fun if they start here or you don't? If you're thinking just whatever, just...
What do you mean if they start here?
So that it's a shared can, even if there's three of them, as opposed to somebody just buying one and taking pictures on their vacation.
Yes, I do.
It's more fun if it's a shared can, correct?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's just because then the can has made the journey around the world.
Absolutely, it has.
Yeah. I mean, we're not promoting the meat.
No, we're just promoting... We're promoting the great locations, Jay.
I feel like we suddenly became,
Hey, if we can get a sponsorship out of it, I'm promoting the meat.
Okay, well then, yeah, let's look into that. And then
I like Spam.
And then every place we go, there's just pictures, random pictures. It's not as cool if it's not the same can.
So absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I agree with that. But then if we're adding two or three, I mean, is that as cool?
I don't think it's bad because then you can see which can is winning and make it a competition.
Winning?
Oh.
Yeah, like, oh, this can has been to six countries. This can's only been to three countries and four states.
I don't mind
states.
That.
You know what I mean? Because you can kind of like track.
Steve, part of your job now is going to be tracking cans of Spam
also,
around the
world. Also, because then you can put a map up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, can
absolutely.
One, you know, Spam 1, Spam 2, and then we just draw the lines like, you know, how they show just, oh, the
okay,
can.
Okay, we need to make a decision right now.
Okay,
right,
how many? Is that what you're thinking?
How many cans of Spam are we going to put into this rotation in the world?
I think three is the cap on that. It's too hard to keep track of children after the third.
Agreed.
baby analogy over there.
Or do we just be conservative and take two?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's not, you know, me. I'm not, I don't want to be, I just want to get crazy with it.
Mm. Well, I mean, we could cut this in half.
The can?
Yeah.
No, then it's an open can of meat, and, you know, that can of meat will obviously go bad.
No
Spam? Steve. Nah.
I mean, how many Spambassadors do you want?
Spambassadors. That's what I was trying to come up with earlier. Whoever
thank you to
did
the
that.
Texter. Whatever your name is on the text line, please... include your name, please. Include your name.
That is
please.
It. You're a Spambassador.
By
thank
the way,
you.
The Croatia person Chrissy, the Croatian person. That seems dumb.
Is she Croatian or
no,
she's just
going? Well, I don't know what she is, but she's going to Croatia. They leave on August 26th, so we have time for her.
Oh, yeah, a month.
Okay.
Thanks, but see, Kev. There's the tricky thing. If you send a can out, we have no control where it is.
Yeah,
we can't get
it
back to Chrissy. So we need to just designate, okay, Chrissy, Croatia Chrissy, a spambassador.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be allowed to say that.
Spambassador.
Okay. Right.
She is.
You said it like you were mad.
We'll give her one can. Her can will start, take it to Croatia, never see it again.
Well, I mean,
but that's fine.
Yeah, we don't have to see it again. That's the beauty of it either.
No, Jay. I mean, we'll never see. Chrissy will take a picture. She'll give it to a Croatian. He'll be like, eat.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that,
I don't.
That's not, I don't know.
You're right. You
I
don't.
I just feel like it doesn't. That's my bad. You know what? She'll probably run into other
guess what,
people
man?
In Croatia who would love the concept. There's a language barrier. Does she speak Croatian?
I'll find out.
It's a lot of questions.
It really is. And if it gets lost, it gets lost.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
I mean, you hope it doesn't because you want it to continue on, but there's a
possibility. It would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
If it just got, I mean, like our last one, lost in Spain back in 1996.
So that's why you have three.
Yeah. And just like children, sometimes they lose their way, Kevin.
Well, Steve, oh, yeah.
You're making fun of me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you have three.
Oh, yeah, three.
See, this is why we shouldn't have video going, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already had her number because she's texting, see?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, boy.
So if you're texting somebody, you will then tell them, here's my number, give me a call.
Yeah, just in case.
Oh, man. Are you okay?
What if it's a different
number? How old are you?
What if it's a different number?
Well, then that would have been...
Well, that would be...
You could call me at this number.
That would be something different.
Yeah, what if you need to give him an email address?
Well, then that would be an email.
Right. What if you need to give your social security number?
Not recommended.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh, the number you dialed did not dial. Croatia Chrissy, I am excited to...
You gave me a wrong number. That's hilarious.
Does it match the text?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Woo.
No, it's just our dumb phone. I'm calling her right now. We'll see if it works.
Croatia Chrissy. Oh, God. Chrissy or Christy?
Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Double S and a Y. All right, Chrissy, you can call. You're going to have to call us.
Good Lord.
You know, I don't like to use certain words on the air, but our phone system is poopy.
Yes, why doesn't it work? 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are they 30-minute episodes or?
Oh, I don't think so. I think they're longer than that.
Kevin James.
Okay, well.
I'm going to find out.
Four
I think they're
seasons.
More like 40-something.
Yeah.
That extra 10 minutes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Let's do it, Kevin.
Oh boy, we got a hot one going on Facebook today. There are some very differing opinions on this. Dear Jane Kevin, I'm curious if anyone else does something that I do. My girlfriend has three dogs, two little yappers and a lab mix. Overall, they're pretty good dogs, but they have one habit that drives me crazy. They always beg for food when we eat. Of course, she gives in and feeds them. I've told her that I'm just going to go to the bathroom and eat. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait,
I'm
what?
I'm just going to go to the bedroom and eat.
Oh.
And she says, no, you're not eating in my bedroom. So on days, it really drives me nuts with three dogs staring, barking, breathing on me.
Mm-hmm.
I will just go in the bathroom and eat.
Really?
Yep. Shut the door, eat in peace. She says I'm ridiculous, but honestly, it keeps me happy.
Mm.
I think she's screwed up and created a monster with these dogs and their bad little habits. What do you think? Does anyone else... do anything like this to eat in peace? That is from Steven.
All right. You can get a hold of us on the Rungi Furniture Studio line at 509-441-0999 to call or text. I feel like eating in the bathroom is pretty extreme.
It is. I mean, I get that there's nowhere else to go, maybe.
I mean, there is a chair in there. I mean.
Yeah, comfy.
I don't know about that, but
put the lid down, sit there, have your food, probably eat. You know, it doesn't sound like he's doing this every day, but it's like the days that they're really bothering me. I will tell you, it drives me crazy when dogs do that.
Sure.
Absolutely crazy. There is no middle ground here for this. Where people are either like, yeah, she needs to train her dogs. That would solve the issue. There are other people saying just flat out, you're an immature little boy. I hope she chooses the dogs over you.
Wow. Immature little boy. Look at that.
I feel like I need to stick up for my fellow Steven.
Yeah, let's see what you got.
Oh. No, well, nothing. I just feel like I need to.
You just stick feel up like you should.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you're going to do at this point. The dogs have done that probably for quite a while. Never bothered her.
Can you break them of that habit?
I mean, you can. You can shoo them away. I mean, okay. You know, here's the thing. At our table, they never sit by me. Because I'm not gonna give them anything. Now my wife tends to, you know, feed a little bit more than I do. So they're more likely to follow her around, and then when they get under her feet and it drives her crazy, she just shoos them away.
Sure.
But
and
you
your
know,
dogs are well trained. They listen, they go away when they're told to.
They go away and then they come back.
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds later.
Because food is food.
And it's an ongoing thing. It's not their fault. It's you know, obviously it's the human's fault, But trying to just, if she's not willing to break them of it because she doesn't care and it doesn't bother her, then it's either you're going to have to adjust or...
Maybe you're not compatible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is the sad truth.
Yeah.
It's like, here's two sides of it right here. I'm going to give you both sides. Mariah says, you're ridiculous. I agree with the above people. After this, I would 100% choose my dogs. Get over yourself and stop acting like a child. Storming off and slamming a door like a 12-year-old girl not getting her way. Okay, that's a bit much.
It is, because sometimes 12-year-old boys slam doors, too.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know that he slammed the door. We don't know that.
We don't know that.
Sounds like he just made a decision.
Right.
I want to be away from these dogs, and I'm going to go in there. Trisha says, the flip side of this, she needs to teach them manners. Ask her if she's okay with you teaching them to go to their beds while you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Go put them somewhere. Maybe put the dogs in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, there are easy solutions. You have the dogs go to a different room. That's obviously super easy. But if she's not willing to do that, that is everything you need to know.
It really is. She is then choosing that behavior. She's choosing the dogs, for sure. And then you just got to decide if you're okay with it or not.
I think that's right.
But what if this works for both of them and they just keep doing it? And this man
eats in the bathroom.
20 years down the road when they've been married... I mean, like, at their wedding, he gets his food and he goes into the bathroom. He's just sitting there eating. Like,
does he
it's
wash?
Just what I'm used to.
Does he wash the dishes in there, too?
Probably.
Just
do you think?
Spoosh. Rinse it with the bidet.
Well, if he had a bidet, that would be easy.
I thought men were supposed to be bad at multitasking. Yeah. This sounds...
Well, I don't know that he's...
Well, Steve, he's not. Yeah.
I think,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I think he's probably got the lid down. Which, by the way...
I don't know. They pretty much make those lids out of, like, tissue paper anymore. Those things are so thin and wobbly. Holy smokes.
Steve, do you have one of the little, like, little toilet seats so you don't fall in, like, the potty training ones?
Kevin.
What? No. Why do you ask?
Oh, so you just fall in?
Yes.
Oh, wet buns.
It's not once, not twice, not third time's a charm. It's not once, not twice, yo, third time's a charm. Once, twice, third time's a charm. Got no surprises, gonna get you them prizes. Once, twice, third time's a charm.
All right, we're gonna play it right this very second. Third time's the charm, and it's a very simple game. And it's a way to choose your prize. And there's a lot to choose from, as we just outlined a couple moments ago. We have, six possibilities for you to either win or qualify to win. Kevin will explain quickly, and then we're off and running on Third Time's the Charm.
Very simple. You call right now, you get a nickname. You then try to just keep getting back through with your nickname. Once you get through three times, you will be a winner. And today we're going to have numerous winners, so don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Thank you, Kevin. Very nice.
That's well done.
Very nice. All right, 509-441-0999. We'll get your first name. We'll get you a nickname. Steve, are you prepared to give some nicknames?
A lot of pressure.
I mean, I was okay at this, I think, the first time that we did it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Okay. I don't know.
Well, we'll let you kick it off then. Hi, Jay and Kevin Show. How are you today?
I am fantastic.
What's your first name?
It's Rick.
It's Rick, guys. Hi, Rick. This is Rick. Rick, nice to meet you. Steve, you get to kick off Rick's nickname.
All right, first timer Rick.
First timer Rick. Like who's you're keeping score on there, Steve?
I can.
Okay, yeah, jot him down.
You shall.
You have one for first timer Rick. Thank you, Rick. Nice to meet you. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Dan.
It's Dan, Kevin.
Oh, it's Dan. Dazzling Dan.
That's so weird. That's exactly Dazzling what I was going to say. That's,
no way.
No, for real. Dazzling Dan for one. Thank you, Dan. Call back, 509-441-0999. We're giving away somebody prize. You get to pick your prize if you happen to be a winner. First one through to three gets the first choice, and on we go. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Josh.
Sloshy Joshy.
Sloshy
Joshy.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Josh, good luck. Call back with your nickname. Please use your name when you call back. That's how it works. Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hello, this is Pat.
Pat?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Steve, over to you.
Josh. Patty McPatterson.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Lucky. All right, lucky Pat. Very excited about that nickname.
I mean, they all can't be winners.
I mean, he was very fired up and slightly offended.
Well, come on.
Nah, it's fine. Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Ashley.
That's Ashley, Kevin.
Oh, I did not hear what she said. Ashley. That was very hard to hear. I'm going to go with...
Come on, do it.
Massive Ashley.
What?
I don't know. I just had massive in my head, and I wanted to use it.
So you get it,
so
Ashley.
So congratulations to you, Ashley.
Mashley.
Massive Ashley, Ashley it is. Oh, that's a tongue twister. Yeah. Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, please?
It's Ed.
It's Ed. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Is that it?
That's it. All right, Mr. Ed, call back. It's Mr. Ed for one. See, I felt like Mr. Ed sounded like he may have been a little bit more seasoned, like a seasoned veteran.
Yes.
And therefore he would have understood that.
Oh, heck yeah. And he knows that.
He knows Mr.
Show.
Ed.
Well, you could have been called him Salt and Pepper Ed.
Because he was seasoned?
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Steve, you're going to get a good
first
one.
First timer Rick.
It's first timer Rick for two.
Oh, he's back in for
first
two.
First timer Rick for two. All right, Rick. All right, first timer Rick. See you, buddy. First timer
Rick
for
we're
two.
We're going to pick a prize.
Yeah, Jane, Kevin Show, hi.
Hi.
What's your name, please?
Carson.
It's Carson. Kevin, I think. Oh, who is it? Who's the guy?
It's Steve.
Steve-O, Steve-O, Steve. All right, Carson.
Race car Carson. No, I don't like that.
Okay, neither does Carson. Try it again.
How about... No, go ahead. Can't help him.
You could.
This is one of those where it's like a kid...
Oh, boy.
...with their homework.
Do you have,
and
do you step
know what
in?
4 plus 4 is, and you're like, just don't help him. Just let him solve it.
Right. All right, fine. How about Carton Carson? You like that?
Oh, so much.
Yeah, that
works. All right. All right, Carton Carson, call back with your nickname.
I don't know. I'm trying here, man.
Yeah, you're fine. Kevin, this one's going to be for you. Hi, this is the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hello.
What's your name, please? I'm sorry? Uh-oh, I think we lost him.
Oh, no.
I feel bad. I'm going to actually put him on hold and see if his service regains momentarily. Hi, Jane, Kevin Show.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Jennifer.
That's Jennifer, Kevin.
Jennifer! Oh, my God, Jennifer. Oh, you are God. Jolly Jennifer.
Jolly Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jolly Jennifer.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Bye, Jolly Jennifer. Call back with your name, Jolly Jennifer. Hi, Coyote Country.
Yeah. This is Matthew.
It's Matthew. Matthew, I barely knew you.
Oh, that's better than Carton Carson?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Matthew, okay. I barely knew you. Call back.
But at least has some humor. Steve, you got it.
Come on, here Steve.
This is going to be a good one,
all
Steve.
Right. I'm feeling it.
Coyote Country, hi there.
Hi there, it's Carton Carson.
Carton Carson? Are you Carton kidding me? Holy smokes, Carton Carson. That was well done. Carton Carson for two. Rick, okay. What's the... Or I would say Rick. Rick's in for two. Steve, what's the scoreboard right now?
Yeah, first-timer Rick and Carton Carson are the only ones with two. Do you want me to list all the ones?
Well, I mean, give me a couple examples.
Dazzling Dan, Sloshy Joshy, Patty McPatterson,
yeah.
I'm Mr. Ed, Jolly Jennifer...
Yeah, all in for one.
Massive Ashley, of course.
Yeah, Massive Ashley, of course.
I got a good feeling about Massive Ashley. She's going to be getting through real soon.
That's the worst one we've ever done. I'm not kidding, ever. Man. Hello, Coyote Country.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Crystal.
It's Crystal. I think it's you, Kevin.
No, it's Steve.
Again?
It's Steve's turn.
Why does he feel like it keeps getting more turns than the rest? Yeah, Steve, go. because it takes so long.
Oh, man. Crystal ball.
Hey, there you go. All right, Crystal ball. Call back with your nickname.
Yeah, and she does. We can
hopefully you can get a prize.
Rub her head and read our future.
Yeah, looking bright. We're playing for Chris Stapleton tickets or qualifying for a $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's or Luke Combs tickets over in Seattle. Or Terry Clark tickets, or a pair of Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets. I mean, it's your choice. I'm going to go back to this person and see if their phone reconnected.
Nope.
No, they're busy.
I tried. I did my part. Hi, Jane, Kevin, Joe. No, they're busy is hilarious. What are you doing? Hi, Jane, Kevin, Joe.
It's Jolly Jennifer.
Jolly Jennifer.
Jolly Jennifer.
All right, Jolly Jennifer, you have two. Congratulations. You got to get back a third time, and third time is the charm. Jane, Kevin, show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy, Kevin.
Oh, you know.
I do it.
I gotta
do it.
Do I go with the one that starts with C, or the one that starts with B?
I was gonna say B, but it's your choice.
Yeah.
Bandy?
No.
Sandy Bottoms.
Oh, great.
I really wanted to go with the other one. But
Sandy Bottoms. All right, Sandy Bottoms, great name. Call back with that name, please, and we'll see if we can get you a prize eventually. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Amber.
Amber has not been through yet, so let's see. You know what I almost said? Just to be dumb. Amber, I barely knew her.
I can't repeat the same joke,
you know? Well, you can.
You could.
You can just keep kicking the same joke around forever, Kevin, as we know. Eventually. Whoa, you're a talking sausage. Amber the Talking Sausage. That's your nickname.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you, Amber. Appreciate it. Amber the Talking Sausage.
Huh.
All right, so a couple people are in with two. A lot of people are in with one. We're going to play round two of Third Time's a Charm. We're going to give away a lot of prizes then because we have, I think, five different prizes we could give away. We'll get you, hopefully, at least three winners. So we'll play a little song here, come back, and we'll do round two of Third Time's a Charm. Prizes for you.
They came in thinking top dollar. That old cotton crop farmer, they knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair, running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white old tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat, me and him double barrel in a two-stroke, and that woman that said yes when I got down on one knee. Can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, the little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. All this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's gone wild on the internet with the, you know, women choosing a bear over a man because they feel more safe with a bear than they do with a man.
Kevin James.
I mean, what does a bear do for a living other than fight forest fires and work at A&W, though?
It's true. Bears have been, runs a park.
Jellystone?
Yep.
Yep. Football team.
They're harmless.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's do it. Round number two.
It's not once, not twice, not third time's a charm.
Yeah.
It's not once, not twice, yo, third time's a charm. Once, twice, third time's a charm. Got no surprises, gonna get you them prizes. Once, twice, third time's a charm.
All right, third time's a charm. Steve, scoreboard, where are we at?
All right, we got two for three different people. First timer Rick, Carton Carson, and Jolly Jennifer. Do you want me to read the other names as well?
Just a couple examples of the other ones who are in with one. And don't forget, once you get to three calls through, then you can choose your prize. I'll give you the list of prizes momentarily.
All right, Sandy Bottoms, Crystal Ball, Massive Ashley, Matthew, oh, I Barely Knew You, several others.
Yeah. Kind of.
And the good news is, if you don't have a nickname yet, you're not out of it.
No, heavens no. We've had it happen multiple times where a person has been able to get through three times by having zero going into the second round. And the other part that's great about this one is there's so many prizes. I mean, we have so many to give away today. Stapleton, we've got Luke Combs. I mean, Stapleton is at T-Mobile. Luke Combs, of course, is at the Gorge. And then, you know, we've got the qualifying for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree.
When is that thing over?
Friday.
Friday is the drawing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're right there. We're right at the end of it. So, you got to hurry up and get it. We got Terry Clark tickets, too. We got Raptor Reef Water Park tickets. Lots to win, plenty to choose from. Something for everyone, I think they say, Kevin.
Sure feels like it.
Hello, Jane. Kevin Show.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan. Kevin, are you first?
Yeah, and I started feeling bad about Massive Ashley.
Right.
So you are Gigantic Jordan.
With a J. That almost revoked your privileges.
I love you people.
Oh, nice cover. Yeah, when in doubt. You guys can all, you know what. Love you people. Wow.
Okay. Luke Combs gone.
Yeah, lover Rick.
All right, hold on, Rick. First timer Rick. Well, it's a first timer. We have to teach him the manners of the show.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Rick. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
It's Jolly Jennifer.
Jolly Jennifer!
Yeah, that's three.
That's three. Jolly Jennifer, you now get to choose your prize. Do you know what's left?
What's left?
Okay, well, we have Terry. we have Terry Clark tickets. I don't expect you to memorize them. That's August 1st at Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino. August 1st. You have Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets. You can qualify for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. You could also win Chris Stapleton at T-Mobile. That is coming up this weekend.
That's in Seattle.
It is. Yeah.
There's no Walker Hayes tickets.
No.
Oh, yeah, we don't have those today.
We gave those away the other day, but we might have some later, but not for today's prize.
Okay, I'll do the Cabela's.
Cabela's qualification for the $5,000 shopping spree. Hold on 1 second. Okay. It's just that simple. Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
It's John. It's John.
John, how excited are you at this point, John?
I didn't set. Yeah, let's go. What do we need?
All right.
What's left?
He wants a name.
Well, and it's Steve's turn, so what a blessing that is for you, John. Well,
very exciting.
I mean, it's got to be Excited John.
Excited John. All right, John, call back Excited John, 509-441-0999. Jay and Kevin Show. Oops, I'm sorry. That might have been me.
Hang up, Jay.
Yeah, right. That was it. What a great nickname. Hang up, Jay. Well, it's going to be harder because I got that going on. Hi, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi, it's Massive Ashley.
Massive Ashley for two. Massive Ashley, that is great news for you. Call back, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's see if we can get one more third person through. Jane, Kevin, hello.
Crystal Ball.
Crystal Ball for two.
Two
for Crystal Ball. And she delivered it so nicely, too.
Yeah.
Crystal Ball. Coyote Country, hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Sherry, you're so very for two.
So many people in for two.
All right, another tour. Jane, Kevin, show. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Better than mommy.
It's Mason's mom.
Mason's mom.
Yeah. Mason's mom. That's the perfect nickname right
Could
there.
Be, yeah.
I'm good with that. Kevin, you good with that?
That's fine with me, yeah.
Mason's mom, call back. Oh, Mason is very chatty to you.
Mason had a lot to say.
Mason was, you know what? Mason was one of those kids, never says a word, mom gets on the phone, Mason
Absolutely.
Won't stop talking. Yeah. Hi, Jane, Kevin Show.
Sloshy.
Hey,
welcome back. Ben.
Joshy right. for two. Yeah. All right, call back. Coyote Country.
Third caller. And then...
Wow, look at Sloshy Joshy.
Gigantic Jordan.
What is your name?
Gigantic Jordan.
It's Ooh. Gigantic Jordan for two. Wow, All we're right. rolling through them now.
Yeah.
Hi, Coyote Country. Feeling good here, Kevin. Hello?
Hi, it's Massive Ashley again.
Yeah!
Massive Ashley!
For the win! I feel like you really should have deserved that because, you know.
You do deserve it.
Yeah, you got such a great
Thank
nickname.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Massive Ashley. Can we just call her Ashley? Is that okay?
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah okay.
Maybe shorten it. Mass Ash.
No. What is wrong with you?
What? Those are fine words.
How about Ashley, since that's a great name? Ashley, let's see.
How about Winter Ashley?
Right. Chris Stapleton at T-Mobile this weekend on Saturday. We'll qualify for the let's qualify for the Cabela's if you'd like, or you could have the Terry Clark tickets. Which would you prefer? Or a Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park?
Let's do the Cabela's.
Cabela's. Okay. All right. Hold on for
Not
one second.
A bad
we'll
answer.
Qualify you for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. Well done, one and all. How'd you think it went, Steve?
Massively entertaining.